This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The election of Speaker for the 18th Lok Sabha is taking place in a short while from now. Senior BJP MP Om Birla, who was also the Speaker in the last Lok Sabha, is the NDA nominee for the post this time as well. On the other hand, the opposition INDIA bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates yesterday filed their nominations for the Speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held today. Despite hectic parley, the government and opposition failed to reach a consensus for the post. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Lok Sabha Speaker should be elected unanimously and unopposed. He said Congress-led opposition have come up with conditions and demanded the Deputy Speaker's post. Mr. Rijiju said that consensus should not be conditional and they are ready to have a separate decision on the selection of Deputy Speaker. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea today, challenging a Delhi High Court order which passed the bail granted to him by a lower court. On June 20th, a Delhi court granted bail to Kejriwal, who was arrested on March 21st by the Enforcement Directorate ED and ordered his release on a personal bond of 1 lakh rupees. However, ED moved the Delhi High Court, challenging the bail order. The High Court yesterday in its order said that the trial court did not lay out the conditions for Kejriwal's release under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, under which the Chief Minister was charged. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said Africa will continue to be at the top of India's priorities. Addressing the Africa Day celebrations in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said India's partnership with Africa is beyond strategic concerns and economic benefits. On the trade and economic front, India is the fourth largest trading partner for Africa with a bilateral trade of about $100 billion and cumulative investments of more than $75 billion. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that India is at the threshold of a major structural shift in its growth trajectory and is moving towards the 8% GDP growth in a sustained manner. Addressing the 188th AGM of Bombay Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Mumbai, Mr. Das said India's growth story has been and will be a multi-sectoral growth, stating that India's growth story is driven by various structural reforms, with the goods and services tax being at the forefront. The governor said GST has stabilized much faster than in many other countries. Mr. Das said GST monthly collections have touched 1.7 lakh crore rupees, adding that business has become much more convenient. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been freed from espionage case after he officially pleaded guilty to a single charge of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified U.S. defense documents. The U.S. court has accepted Assange's 62 months prison time in the United Kingdom as his sentence. Earlier, Assange was freed from UK prison after a deal with the U.S. Justice Department to plead guilty in the U.S. court. The deal also included a tentative condition that Assange would spend no time in U.S. custody and will walk free. Today is International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. The theme of this year is The Evidence is Clear, Invest in Prevention. Several rallies, activities and campaigns to raise awareness against drug abuse are being organized across the country. To mark the day, Narcotics Control Bureau NCB observed Nasha Mukt Bharat Pakhwada from 12th June till today across the country. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange climbed 135 points and was trading over 78,000 during early trade. The Nifty went up by 28 points at over 23,000. However, later both the benchmark indices encountered volatile trends and were trading between highs and lows. In the national capital, Delhi, a passing out parade of the largest ever batches of head constables of ministerial was conducted today at Delhi Police Academy at Jhadodha Kala. Special Commissioner of Police, Law and Order, Deependra Pathak, attended the parade. On the occasion, Mr. Pathak said that training is a very important element of policing and all the trainees have completed it and joined the Delhi Police family. In the BWF US Open Badminton Men's Doubles, Indian pair of Krishna Prasad Garga and Sai Pratik defeated Irish pair of Scott Gildy and Paul Reynolds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.